Podtacular Gears of War Special, Episode 89, for the week of November 13th, 2006.
All right, gentlemen, let's get freaky!
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. I'm your host, Fumo Jive.
I'm JBB.
I'm 103.
And this is Vicious 696.
Woo!
Welcome to the show, Vicious.
Yay! Yay!
I can't do it. thanks, guys. Thanks for having me on Podtacular. I've been listening to you guys for a long time, and I really appreciate you having me on.
Yeah, welcome, man. Vicious and Immortal.
Thanks for having me on, too.
Yeah. Well, for Immortal, sure. You've been on quite a few times, and I'm mad at you because earlier, me and you were playing some Gears of War.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm shooting your partner, and you snipe me from the other side.
Oh. Yo, I must have chainsawed you like 10 times. Oh, that's so sweet.
Well, this is the Gears of War special, where we're talking specifically about Gears of War, just because there's so many Halo fans that are getting Gears of War. And it's basically like the game that people are looking forward to that was going to be what's going to keep us busy until Halo 3 comes out.
Exactly.
So we just came out this week, so we figure now's the time to be talking about Gears of War.
Another reason why I personally wanted to talk about Gears of War was because it was supposed to be the challenger, the main challenge to to Halo 2, and to dethrone it from Xbox Live's top multiplayer game.
Right.
So a few of us have actually played it on live, so we'll give our opinions
as
the show progresses.
And by the way, next week we will be talking about Halo 3 as far as the specific details that have been released. 1UP.com has a 1 month of, 30 days of Halo 3?
3 weeks, I think.
Is
three
it?
Weeks.
Okay.
Yeah.
Weeks of Halo 3.
On their site. So they're going to have, they've already released details that we definitely want to talk about. We're itching to talk about with the spiker and all this stuff. I won't get into the specifics because I could go on and on, but we're definitely going to be talking about that next week. We're going to be talking about what listeners think about the Halo 3 details that have been released so far, and we're going to go continue on as far as when more details are released on that. So this is some really exciting stuff. It's an exciting time for gaming in general, because we've especially
definitely.
For first-person shooter fans.
November is the best month.
Oh, man, dude.
Yeah, November is broke month because...
yeah, definitely.
Not only Gears of War, but then Call of Duty 3, you got Rainbow Six Vegas.
Need for Speed Carbon.
Need for Speed Carbon, the Nintendo Wii, the PS3.
Oh, man. Project 8.
Damn.
Yeah.
I gotta get surround sound and a high def TV and entertainment center. And
yeah.
Fumo Jive needs a new entertainment center because his cat.
Quick, let's raise money for that.
His cat is getting angry.
My cat house is my entertainment center right now, yeah.
Dude, remember I told you I took the picture? I said, I'm gonna put this up on the site.
You did, man.
We get started, I want to let everybody know that our very own Fumo Jive has been nominated by GamerTagRadio.com for Community Member of the Year, as well as Podtacular being voted once again, nominated for Podcast of the Year, and Podtacular.com has been nominated for Best Website Based Off Game. I could be wrong on the title. Podtacular stuff for 2 awards.
Yeah.
Hey, well, JVB is also nominated, and as I posted on Podtacular.com on the front page, vote for JVB, because, like, dude, JVB, man, he's done so much. Like, he does more than just, like, this podcast, in case you guys don't know. He does other podcasts. He does other stuff on websites. He writes articles on other sites and stuff. He does tons of stuff, dude. So, vote for JVB.
Yeah. Well, thank you
for the support. Vote for him.
And vote for CTAG.com for a community
website
of the year.
Definitely, man. Sea Tag, man, they've done a lot, and you know, hey, it's all for free, and it's all for just a matter of like
Exactly.
serving the community, you know, helping out. So,
Yeah,
SeaTag.com.
kudos to Godfrey and Miss Irie, Nano, you know, the rest of the Gamertag Radio crew for putting this together.
Yeah, I
Because
wish I could
as
vote for them.
everybody knows, Gamertag Podtag won last year's Podcast of the Year.
Yeah.
So let's see if we can make it number two.
True that.
Yeah, man.
So,
So, all
yeah,
right.
so this is the Gears of War special. And moving on to kind of some introductions real quick. So, Vicious, tell us a little bit about who you are and where you come from.
All right. Well, I'm the co-founder of a new website called UncleGamer.com. We're a podcast and a, you know, budding community website. LiquiLife, who created SeaTag.com, he's the other co-founder, and we brought along Gemini Ace, who's been on Podtacular many times.
I think I've heard of
And
that guy.
yeah, you might
Yeah.
have. But what we're looking to do over at Uncle Gamer is basically just another voice out there in the gaming community. But we just released our seventh episode of our podcast. You know, we try and come at it from a standpoint of, you know, being a couple older guys, you know, that love game. You know, I love all gaming, all systems, not just the Xbox. And, you know, we debate various topics. Like on our last episode, we just had a topic about could EA possibly have their own console, things like that. And on the actual website, we started up our own little pet project called Uncle Gamer TV, which is basically our own YouTube. So we've been submitting, you know, various videos, you know, vintage stuff from like the 70s, 80s, 90s, video games, TV, just all kinds of stuff. And
Yeah.
you know, just in the couple months that we've been going on, you know, being a lot of support, and we really appreciate it. So I really suggest everybody check us out. We're at UncleGamer.com, and I'm Vicious696. Like I said, got LiquiLife and Gemini Ace.
Yeah, when LiquiLife told me that he was going to be doing a podcast with you and what the topic was going to be about, you know, I told him, I said, I could definitely relate to that because, you know, we're all in the same age range. We've all experienced video gaming at its most, at the earliest states, you know, like with one little bit bouncing around on the screen with the same. Every game
Yeah.
had the same little sound effects.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I've been around since Pong. When you go to Sears and you buy that little Pong thing that you plug into your black and white TV with the paddle, you know, I've been playing since then. And you know, it's like I'm 33 and I've seen gaming come from that to the
Exactly.
2600, ColecoVision, Genesis, you know, all the way up to what it is right now. And
Exactly.
it's amazing. Like we're going to talk about Gears of War now. Now, and it's just amazing where gaming has gone in just what, 20 years? 20,
That's why
25 years?
definitely. I say, and it's nothing against, you know, the younger generation, like Immortal, but you know, me, Fumo, and you, Vicious, we've, like you said, we've seen, you know, Pong, and it was a shiznizzle back then,
For dizzle,
and
fizzle.
now we're seeing Gears of War, and we can appreciate, you know, just how advanced, you know, these consoles have become. And you know, I'm sure you can only imagine how things will be in another, what, 5 years?
Yeah, they're just
Jeez.
gonna plug
Technology.
everything directly in your brain.
That's what they said 5 years ago, man.
Yeah.
So, Immortal, man, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Well, I'm a Podtacular All-Star, community All-Star now, and basically just a member of the community. And I run the Podtacular MySpace too, so
Oh,
it's for
nice.
friend requests.
Yeah.
That's
Cool,
basically it.
man. And you're also you're the first person to hack online in Gears of War.
Oh, I'm just way better than you.
Stand by.
Stand by. Yeah,
Huh?
man. Well,
So the Podtacular
since
MySpace is what? Podtacular dot or myspace.com/podtacular, right?
Yes, last podtacular.
Okay, cool.
Yep.
Nice. Yeah,
I
make sure you
do.
check that out
We
if you
like
want.
those friend requests.
Because everybody has MySpace nowadays.
Yeah, that's one reason why I jumped on that, because Everyone has it, so it's simple just to go to it.
But make sure you put Fumo Jive in there with a bikini or something. That'll attract a lot of visitors.
Photoshop. Thanks, JVB.
I gotta do that now.
Oh, great.
I gotta go do that.
Oh, suck.
Hey, man, I've been Photoshopped all week, man. Somebody needs to take a slap.
Okay, so moving on to Gears of War.
Gears of War.
Yay.
So let's talk about... go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to mention that my little... because it's been highly anticipated. And, I just want to give a little insight into how long I've been waiting for Gears of War. You guys remember the MTV special they had for the Xbox 360?
Yeah, I remember.
With Elijah Wood.
Seeing the Berserk crashing through the wall, looking to its left, and then like running towards the screen.
Yeah.
And I mean, I saw that, and I'm like, what the hell is that? And can that game actually look that good? And then like a few days later, they said the name Gears of War. And then, little by little, we started seeing more and more tidbits and videos and stuff. And, since that MTV special, I was like, man, that's the game I got to get. And I actually doubted that the Xbox could produce a game that, that nice looking. And lo and behold, it's finally here. Yeah. And I was a little skeptical because, all the hype it was getting.
Yeah. I wasn't sure if it'd live up to the hype, but
it's funny.
Cause, I say it does.
Yeah, a friend of mine.
Wow.
He goes by the gamer tag of Suck My Pagoda.
Hey, Suck My Pagoda, huh? It's right here, right?
He calls me up. He goes, dude, Gears of War got a 6.9. And I'm like, really? He goes, yeah, man. Because I told you it was a glorified brute force. And I'm like, oh, man. Because he kept telling me, for a year, dude, it's going to be like brute force, man. And I don't know if you guys ever played brute force.
I did.
Oh, I never have.
Yeah, I did, too, yeah.
They said, oh, next Halo.
Yep. Yeah, oh, exactly.
Halo killer, yeah.
I mean, it had the graphics and everything, so that's why I was like, man, I hope. All right, so he tells me, yeah, GameSpot gave it a 6.9. I'm like, really? I'm like, oh my god, I can't believe it. Then he calls me back like half an hour later. He's like, dude, I was kidding. You got a 9.6. I'm like,
oh
wow,
crap.
Yeah, and I'm like, if they gave it a 9.6, then wow,
Yeah.
Is that more than Halo 1? I think it is, if I remember.
I think it is.
For what site is this?
GameSpot, dude.
Yeah, GameSpot. I think they gave Halo 1 9.5 or 4. Something like that. Halo 2 is a 9.4. Yeah.
Yeah, so, it's just an indication of
a rare
title living up to its hype.
Okay, since I haven't played, there's tons of questions I want to ask. So, let's get moving to some of the questions or some of the things that people sent in about Gears of War that have played it or are expecting to play it. So, Immortal, why don't you start us off, man?
Sure. Drummer for Hire says, well, this game kicks and is so sweet. The co-op mode is amazing, and the single-player story is original. The textures in this game are so good, it makes you want to poop your pants.
Wow.
Overall, this game is a 10 out of 10.
It is. Those are the words that came out of my mouth when I put in the game. I finally got my hands on it.
Man.
Yeah. I'm like, holy schmoly.
Dude, 10 out of 10? That's why we're doing this episode right now. I mean, seriously.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
That was hardcore right there.
I'm going to mention Lone Banana Phone here because I don't know if I'm going to read what he put. He did ask me, to read it, but we all know and love Lone Banana Phone for his interesting antics, and he puts on about Sentra, Nissan Sentra, second gear needs to be replaced. So we'll just leave it at that. Thanks for sending it in, Long Banana Phone.
Wow.
It's like, I hear you guys.
Long Banana Phone has a tip, but we're not going to read it. Yeah. We'll leave it a mystery.
You can put it on the show notes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I will go to a Siege M203. He says, in this game, not only can you blow the crap out of your enemies, but you can hit them with a chainsaw as well.
So yeah, I know a little bit about that, don't I, Immortal?
Yep. So tell us about it. Sure, how does that work?
The chainsaw?
No, as far as like the gore factor and all that stuff.
It's very gory. Okay. It's very, very gory.
Yeah, it's a brutal game, dude.
Tell us about some of like the gore, the way that works. Like, I don't know, with the chainsaw, the shotgun, the sniper rifle, all that stuff.
The torque bow, when you shoot it at someone, it explodes like after 2 seconds of impact. Mm-hmm. And the first time I used it, I shot the dude. It exploded and like pieces of his body went like flying everywhere.
Yeah,
it was so sweet.
Yeah, the torque bow is futuristic, like bow and arrow, and the longer you hold it, the straighter it goes. So what happens is, this arrow shoots inside your enemy, and he's still running around like nothing, and next thing you know, a few seconds later, boom, he blows up. So it's pretty embarrassing.
Hey, but one thing with the chainsaw, like he was saying, the equalizer to that is the shotgun.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, when I was playing last night, you know, I'm like, I saw this one guy and I ran up on him. I'm like, all right, here, this is going to be easy chainsaw kill. He whipped out the shotgun and it was like, bam, boom, dead. I didn't even get a chance to do anything.
I did that too. I was playing with Nano from Gamertag Radio and a few of the guys that he plays in the MLG tournaments with. And one thing about this game is that when you go online to play, if you don't go into each match with a plan and you don't talk to your partners and take cover and strategize, I mean, you're dead meat. So I walked up to one of his teammates doing the same thing, thinking I'm a chainsaw him. And he just switches real quick into a shotgun and boom, like that. I mean, my body blew up in half. I mean, I was like, wow.
I know, it's crazy, man. Hey, but another thing, like, Fumo, since you haven't played it yet, with the chainsaw, like, and this happened to me twice last night, it's like everything is about me getting killed, but, you know, I'm chainsawing this guy, but I'm chainsawing this guy, you can still get chainsawed while you're chainsawing someone else.
Exactly.
And that freaked me out, and I was like, well, wait a minute, I thought I was winning, next thing I know, the other guy is chainsawing me from the back.
Oh, crap.
Tim and I Ace did that to me a few minutes ago.
Yeah,
I was walking up to him, revved up my chainsaw, and all of a sudden, boom! I'm getting chainsawed.
the default weapon is called the Lancer, mm-hmm. and it's a machine gun with the chainsaw attached to it, and you can rev it up with B, like you can rev it just to like let people know like, you know, I'm coming after you or whatever. So it's pretty sweet, man. I mean, it definitely gives you. I compare the chainsawing somebody to no-scoping someone in Halo 2. It's like that type of accomplishment. Like, it's almost embarrassing to get chainsawed.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
man.
Okay, well, moving on to Article GFX. He says, Gears of War looks incredible. The gameplay has such a grungy, powerful feel to it. From what I've seen, my personal favorite parts include the minimalistic HUD, which enables great montage abilities, and the running camera. All of the camera angles are very dynamic, come to think about it. The overall weaponry is great, with the exception of the ray beam that charges and makes that awesome explosion. I think it'll become the energy sword of Gears of War. So yeah, this game is going to be basically incredible.
Yeah, the beam, see, it's not going to be comparable to the sword, because that's another factor that, like I said, in multiplayer, I mean, it's all about teamwork. They ain't no super Spartans in this game. Mm-hmm. Because if you get the beam, which they call, I believe, what's the
Hammer of Dawn.
Hammer of Dawn. You're stationary, and then you got to aim the laser to a target or an area, and then you got to wait for it to actually shoot down from the sky, and then you can control where the direction of the beam once it's fully active. But you depend greatly on your teammates to give you cover. So it's almost like every weapon has a counter.
Yeah. That's one thing about it. All the weapons are definitely been balanced out, you know, so you can't just go run around the map with anything and just think you're going to pwn everybody. There's always a counter to whatever you're doing.
Exactly.
Cool.
Yep.
Well, good stuff. All right, who's next?
Tar Heels.
All right, that would be me. Let's see. Tar Heels 32 says, when I first saw the commercial for Gears of War, I liked the music better than the game. But now that I've seen it more, I see how great the game is going to be. All I want to play is single-player mode, which looks pretty sweet. I also saw some kid playing it today, which was November 7th at like 4 p.m. Eastern. So he obviously has some connections. Well, I'll just say on that, I don't want to toot my own horn, but toot. But I got it on November 7th, and I didn't have any connections.
At least I don't think I did. I was pissed off, man. I was at work. My buddy calls me. He goes, "Dude, I got it." So I'm like, "Man, I got to check my EB or GameSpot and GameStop. Sorry about that." And I live in Florida now, and they're like, we're gonna get ours first thing in the morning." So I had to wait. There was quite a few people who had it on the 7th.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, all right, we'll move.
So, go ahead. General Kick Arse. He says, "This is one great game. Running does take getting used to because you have to press A to sprint and you cannot shoot. One good tip I find useful is find an area with no enemies and find a small straightaway. And then practice pressing A and ducking behind cover. You play too much Halo when you yell ODST dialogue when paintballing." And once again, we're doing this show because, in a way, it does have something to do with Halo. Because since, the very beginning, people have been trying to... Well, people have been wondering if this could, once again, dethrone Halo as the game on Xbox Live. So, I'll be the first to say that it's a totally different game than Halo 2. I mean, superheroes. Like I said, I was playing with Valkyrie, a friend of mine on my friends list, and he's running around. I mean, I'm ducking behind cover, doing the appropriate techniques. He's running straight down the stairs, and he's like, "I see them." And next thing you see, the indicator that he's dead. I'm like, "Dude, you gotta stop running around like that."
So you gotta take cover all the time. Rifle.
"Cover me, man." And he's like, "Oh, okay." And he just keeps doing the same thing. And then finally, he started getting the idea that, you just can't run around and expect to kill two dudes.
So you gotta always take cover.
Oh yeah, you definitely.
Yeah, always, always.
All the time, all the time.
Yeah.
Like me and Lamore did NYC were playing earlier, and it was me and him against three guys, and I forgot the name of the map, but it's in a cemetery.
I don't think I've played that one yet.
He goes to the right, I go to the left, but we're not too far away from each other. So, I'm constantly telling him, "All right, I'm still looking to the left." He'll move forward, I'll stop, turn around, look behind us. So we were doing that for like about 5 minutes. Finally, I turn around to look behind us, and there they are, you can see them like taking cover, and I'm like, "They're back there," and wind up winning the match because they didn't expect us to be waiting for them. So... it's like a chess match almost.
Cool. Strategy.
Okay, moving on to Beasting, who says, "I think Gears of War is amassing such a huge fan base due to its innovative duck and cover scheme. It's pulling in fans from all different areas of gaming because of this unique system. People that have never tried video games are now starting to buy consoles and getting into the world that is gaming. In games like Gears of War and Halo, that make the gaming industry better, the more games that come out that have to compete with the popularity of current games, which is starting to get more competitive over the last few years. From my perspective, the more gamers, the merrier. That just means that the video game world will grow and be able to fund projects that never would have been able to before due to popular games like Gears and Halo. I welcome Gears to the table and hope that it amasses a large fan base just like Halo has done. Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Sweet. Yeah, that's the one thing about Next Generation that I'm kind of worried about is the fact that, you know, now making a video game is like making a full-featured movie. You know, the budget, you know, they're extremely high, you know, getting all the developers and learning this new technology. And now we're starting to see a lot of ports, you know. You got the Wii, the PS3, and 360. Yeah. And we're going to see, like, you know, especially EA, they're known for, like, porting everything.
Right.
So it's the exclusives are going to be the thing that's going to separate the next-gen consoles. So, I mean, having Gears of War as an exclusive, I mean, it's definitely going to be a system seller this coming holiday for the Xbox 360. I mean,
totally.
Well, you know, the thing is with that is that I really think it's going to go in the same area that movies are going. I mean, everybody is predicting the way movies are going is that, you know, big budget movies are not the wave of the future anymore. Big budget movies are pretty much going to go by the wayside, and it's going to be more like character movies that don't have a big budget, that have a relatively, like, you know, medium-sized budget, or medium to small kind of thing, to where they can actually pull off a good storyline with a good script, you know. And, you know, those of us that have been watching movies, it's like, you know, you got great graphics and beautiful, you know, stuff and everything, but you have no substance to the whole movie. You know, there's no character building, there's no, you know, decent story, and you're trying to appeal to the every possible person in you know, under the sun, and in the process you're alienating everybody. And I think that's the thing with movies, and that's going to be the thing. Eventually, it's going to reach that breaking point with video games, like Advent Rising was one of them.
And Psychonauts.
Yeah.
I mean, that was an awesome game, but it didn't stand a chance because, let's face it, in America, first-person shooters are like the top games, and especially for those that play online. Mm-hmm. So if it's not a first-person shooter, it's not going to get much play unless, you know, you're like a real hardcore gamer and you're the type that loves to play different type of games.
Well, I was just saying it's going to reach that point eventually where, like, where big-budget games are too big budget. I mean, they're trying to reach too many people at once, and they're going to alienate everybody. So eventually, it's going to be more to where the independent games and the low-budget games that are more on gameplay than they are on, like, all the graphics and all the expensive stuff.
Yeah.
So those are going to be the ones that went out.
Well, I think you're actually going to start seeing that within this generation with, like, Xbox Live Arcade and what Nintendo's going to be doing with the Virtual Console. It's going to get a lot of these independent developers, you know, like the garage developers, to be able to come with innovative gameplay versus the high budget with all the fancy graphics. And just from the popularity of Arcade already, I mean, you can see that gamers want that. It doesn't always have to be a Halo 3 or Gears of War graphics-wise. Mm-hmm. They just want gameplay.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, it's going to be interesting. I mean, like, I think I told you, Fumo, that having a next-generation console is an investment.
Right.
So, you know, the days of buying a console and just letting it sit there collecting dust and then, you know, once in a while picking up a game of choice to play a few hours, that's gone. Now, you know, it's all about more interactivity with Xbox Live and buying things, you know, through your console.
Marketplace.
Yeah, wireless headsets, and cameras. So, yeah, I mean, next gen is here.
So let's go to Master Sam.
Okay. I'll take that. XX Master Sam says, I like the new active reload system in Gears of War. I think this should be in more games because it just makes the game more interesting by either speeding up or delaying your reload progress.
Yeah.
Okay, explain.
I mean,
I'm not going to mention what he says when it jams, but...
Explain. I don't know how this works.
Well, there's a meter, right? When you reload with the right bumper button.
Okay.
So there's a meter, and there's a certain level in the meter. Well, there's a certain position in the meter that's highlighted.
Okay.
And that's like the sweet spot.
All right.
So you hit the right button, it starts that meter, and then you hit it again. And if you get it just right within that area, you'll get you'll reload a lot quicker, and your weapon would actually have a slight boost. I don't know if it's accuracy or in firepower.
I think it's firepower. Yeah. Damage.
So, I mean, I haven't noticed anything personally because, you know, I'm still like still trying to get everything down pack, but yeah. I've gotten the timing down pack. You know, you even get achievements for doing it right.
Yeah.
So, but no, it does help, especially in multiplayer when you're in a firefight. And you gotta reload quick.
Yeah. But what sucks is when you miss the active reload, you don't miss the highlighted. You miss the highlighted section.
Oh. Man.
So your gun jams. So nope. It's even longer than a regular reload.
Yeah.
So if you don't press,
it's kind of like a gamble.
So it's like if you press it the second time, you're hoping you get it in the sweet spot. If you don't, mm-hmm. you have to wait even longer.
Yeah, you have to wait even longer. Yeah.
Well, yeah. If you don't get it in the sweet spot. But you wait longer, but if you just let it go, like if you hit it once,
yeah,
and let it reload on its own, you know, you'll have a regular reload.
Right.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. I mean, it seems like they put strategy into almost everything
yeah.
that you do.
Yeah. It's like its own little mini game within the game kind of thing. I really like it.
Mini.
Even reloading.
Yeah.
Yeah. The game.
$1 billion.
Sharks with freaking laser beams.
Yeah.
Okay, on to tackling monkeys.
And of course, I get like the longest one, but that's okay. All right, here we go. Tackling Monkey says, first of all, thanks, guys, for all the tips. I went from getting pwned. Is that spelled right? I won't say how he spelled it, but no, it's not right. pretty much keeping up with folks now. So how about Gears of War? Wow, the graphics are awesome, and that's about it so far. I guess from Halo 2, I enjoy the fluid motion of the character. Gears is just slow at best. Problem 2, holy crap, who am I shooting at when we are in a firefight? When I'm trying to aim and butt holes, pinky fingers, and shrapnel are flying around, it's impossible to decipher the enemy from your team. Even when there isn't stuff flying around, it's tough. Oh, and don't even get me started on trying to do this on a split screen. It's like viewing F1 racing through a squirrel's beep beep. Okay, then he goes on to say, I'm very disappointed with those aspects. I obviously haven't gotten deep into the game yet since it just came out yesterday. Well, I would hope not. But if it doesn't get better soon, I will just sell this game fast and JV can say, do it. Do it. I say, I can't do it. Oh, no, just say it for me. Say, do it.
Do it.
There you go. Do it. I am 28, by the way, and I have seen the progression of gaming from Atari and television to the 360. Yeah, remember Dungeons & Dragons with the yellow pathways and hearing that evil beast in the next screen? Actually, I don't remember that, but... he's all... Hope you have enough arrows. Yeah, that rocked. Surely we have seen some amazing games regardless of graphics, but Gears is only graphics thus far. Where the heck is the amazing haha? Next version include a jump button. Nah, I don't think Gears needs a jump button at all.
Nah.
You know, and then he finally wraps it up by saying, oh, and make the controller of the character less sluggish. I hope I'm not the only one who is ripping this game. I feel like in beep if this game gets a lot better soon.
Jeez.
Halo 3, hurry! Keep fun driving Fumo and nagging bucks, and I mean bagging ducks. I mean fragging trucks. Thank you, Tackling Monkey.
I'll keep bagging ducks, man.
Ducks.
Well, when you see, I can see where he says it's kind of sluggish. Well, you got to remember, you're this big brute warrior who's carrying like 1,000 pounds of armor.
Yeah.
And, you know, these big guns, bless you. And, you know, there's the A button. You got to hold it down to sprint. And, of course, you don't sprint throughout the whole map. I mean, eventually you tire out and you got to, you know, do it all over again. And the aiming, you got to hit the left trigger to get your reticle up.
Hmm.
And, you know, to get like, kind of like Ghost Recon, where you got to, where you have that, you know, the better aim when you hold down the left trigger. You kind of get a close-up, you know, more closer view of your gun and where you're aiming at.
Mm-hmm.
And you can also do blind fire and stuff like that, so.
Well, see, that's the one thing for, you know, people like Tackling Monkeys that they're going to have to get used to. Like, when I first got to play Gears, you know, because I got lucky enough to go to the Hollywood lunch party a couple weeks ago, I went in with the Halo mentality. You know, I wanted, you know, I just wanted to do everything that I would do in Halo 2, and I'm running out there in the middle of the field like an idiot, and I'm getting killed right away. Yeah. And it's like you have to retrain yourself to understand that you have to go slow pace, you have to use tactics, and like we keep saying, you got to use cover. It is not Halo by any means at all, but that's not a bad thing. It's just a different game.
Exactly. Right. You got to go there and understand it's a totally different type of gameplay.
Okay, let's move on to Gemini Ace, who says, the new Halo has arrived. I played the first few areas on the single player on hardcore, because that's what I am. And I was amazed. The cover mechanic is sweet, and you will definitely die if you don't use it effectively. The multiplayer is also very good. You have to move from cover to cover and get in a good position to flank your enemies, but there are times when you just have to run and gun. The gameplay I played was execution, where you have to finish off your opponents with a shotgun blast or curb stomp their head. Very bloody. If they let you lay there long enough, you can mash the A button and revive yourself and get back into the fight. There were a couple of times that I was able to revive myself and kill the enemy. Oh, and the chainsaw is awesome. It takes some time getting used to, because you have to rev it up with a Y button and then use the right trigger to attack. There's a little more coordination than I'm used to. When you do pull it off successfully, it's very satisfying. Maybe too satisfying. I want one for when I go to Walmart.
Wow.
Blood all over the place. Keep up the good work, guys. JVB is a fairy boy. Gemini Ace.
You're a fairy boy.
You're a fairy boy.
You're a choir boy compared to me. A choir boy.
Choir boy.
Yeah, I was playing with Gemini Ace earlier, and we had a good time. Yeah, no, I mean, you know, like, we keep talking about that cover system, man. I mean, like, for example, earlier I was playing on the beginning of Chapter 2, and my squad, they died, and you gotta, you know, eventually revive them. But I couldn't get to them because there was a guy on a turret. So,
I know the part you're talking about.
Yeah, right. Like
yeah.
In that
I think courtyard, I remember.
In that courtyard, you're trying to find the vehicle.
Oh yeah.
And I got one guy left, the guy on the turret. So you can actually push the car for cover. So you can actually push it backwards while you're trying to keep cover. And I'm pushing the car. Next thing you know, this enemy, one of the locusts, pops out of nowhere from behind a car. He was sitting there the whole time just waiting for me. Pops out and shotguns me after like 10 minutes of clearing like all the enemies out. I was pissed off, man.
Yeah, it took me a while to get past that part.
Yeah,
kept on dying.
Oh, man. I mean, you know, they flank you. You know, I mean, it's an intense.
The AI is really good.
Yeah, very good AI. Yeah. I think they're actually using one of the cores specifically for AI.
Yes.
I think I read that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And the good thing I like about Gears of War so far is that the cutscenes, like, they're so cinematic. They're awesome. They, you know, they blend in with, you know, the actual game graphics. Like, I don't want to say any spoilers, but I mean, the beginning of chapter two. No. Actually, near the end of chapter one, where they gotta barricade themselves, and the berserker comes in. Remember that whole little cinematic where they got the helicopter crashed and the dude gets, you know, dies.
I don't know how to explain it without spoiling it.
Spoil it, man. Yeah, so here. It's an awesome cutscene.
Whoa, man. I mean, just the way they did it, the way they got the facial expressions and the camera angles, I was like, holy crap, man.
Oh, it's awesome.
Awesome.
Well, let's do one or two more, and let's wrap this puppy up here.
All righty, so I'll go to CBK Dirty South. Dirty. And he goes, well, I like the chainsaw attachment on one of the guns, the Lancer.
The Lancer.
And the shotgun. But my favorite weapon is the Hammer of Dawn. It's much like a laser target type of a deal, but doesn't take as long. You can only do it when you're outside and the satellites are overhead. But yeah, I just got the game today. Seems pretty good, but I don't know if it's going to hold us over till Halo 3.
I think it might.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You know, at first, like yesterday, we had issues with inviting people. So we were all complaining, man, you know, did they rush the multiplayer aspect of the game, whatever? Then we discovered that you need to host a party, but you need to make it a public party, and then you can invite people.
Oh.
If you put a private party, only the host can invite people.
Oh. That's interesting.
And the one thing nobody's discovered yet, and I don't know if it's in there as an option, is changing game types. There's no capture the flag types or nothing like that.
I don't think there is.
Yeah.
Well, that's the one, if I got to say a negative about the game, that's the one negative, is just the kind of the small features that they have in multiplayer. I mean, because when you go from what Bungie did with Halo 2, and then you come to what they did with Gears, it's like I was pretty much expecting something similar, you know, since it was Microsoft and everything, but the fact that they didn't was a little disappointing.
Yeah, I mean, I'm wondering if, you know, they just rushed it so that they can bring it out, you know, because they did delay this game before. And I get, you know, maybe they figured, all right, we got the single player down pack, we got some, you know, the core of multiplayer intact, you know, eventually we'll come out with patches or, you know, downloadable content and, you know, new multiplayer types. But you know, so far the core is there, man. For something real, real, like, you know, like a real successful online game.
I don't know about y'all, but I think CTF is probably like one of the most strategic game types.
Yeah.
And I was really surprised they didn't have that, because it seems to me like they're really going for strategy. So why didn't they put Capture the Flag? I mean, you need tons of strategy with that.
I mean, even
now, or like a team oddball or something.
Yeah.
Anything objective based, you know.
Like right now, it's like it takes strategy just to get the power weapons in the map.
That's true.
Because, you know, and then once you have it, you gotta know how to use it. Because like my friend Valkyrie, he picked up Hammer of Dawn and he's trying to shoot somebody with it. So he kept pressing and all you see is the laser popping out. And he's like, that damn laser sucks, man. I can't even use it. And I'm like, dude, you retard, man. You know, you gotta stay far. We gotta cover you, and you know,
you gotta hold it down for 5 seconds.
Yeah, I mean, it you know, it's one of those. It takes a little while, and you know, you need teammates to cover you. So, like, you get the sniper rifle, but you need somebody who's gonna stay back, another guy covering him. You know. Somebody distracting the other team. So I got a feeling that eventually they're going to bring out more game types. And, you know, definitely one will be Capture the Flag.
Yeah. But I'm disappointed if they don't.
Yeah, I mean it's a different game in its own right, but you know, the customization is not there, and that's something we've all grown to love. You know, about, you know, Rainbow Six and not so much Rainbow Six, but like Ghost Recon. I mean, there's so much to do in Ghost Recon, and of course Halo 2. You know, so who knows? We'll see.
Definitely. Well, that's about it. Time to wrap it up here. As you can hear, obviously we've been changing up the format to keep things fresh. And this next week, it's all about the new info about Halo 3. We'll be talking about the new brew weapons, the new Needler, the man cannon, the Spartan laser, the new maps, the brute ghost, the assault rifle, the ATV, all that and more on Podtacular, the place for Halo info and commentary.
I just hope that for the man cannon, they don't have something called money shot.
Gosh,
because
money shot.
Yeah, I have the announcement. Money shot.
Because that would be worse than getting chainsawed.
Oh my gosh.
Money shot round over.
Round over.
Oh, no, well, quick. Okay, I played it. Well, I have it. Immortal has it, and so does Vicious. And,
Gears of War.
What are your opinions? Your final thoughts on the game? I mean, where do you see its longevity on Xbox Live? And where do you see the franchise going?
Well, I guess I'll start it. I personally love the game. You know, like everyone has said, it's the best looking video game we've ever seen, period. Doesn't matter what system it's on.
But
the gameplay, just the game mechanic itself, it's something that, you know, it borrows from other games, but it's basically taking all these game mechanics and putting them into one game, and it makes something completely different that we haven't seen before. And it's new, it's fresh, it's not just the same old thing over and over and over type of thing. And the multiplayer, I know a lot of people are like, oh, it's only 8 people on multiplayer, but see, I take the Halo philosophy where what's the real sweet spot for Halo when you're playing online? It's 4 versus 4.
Yep.
So what's the difference? So the multiplayer is going to have legs. I mean, you know, Epic's already said that they're going to have plenty of maps come out, you know, over the year. And obviously Microsoft needs this to hold everybody until Halo 3 comes out the end of next year. So, it's a great game. And I'm barely into the single player. So I can only imagine from what seen so far what it's going to wind up being at the end. And the franchise, there's going to be a Gears of War 2, 3, movies, comics, all that stuff. So
I could definitely see comics. What about you, Immortal?
I don't know. I'm still a little skeptical about it. I probably have to play a little bit more. But so far, I think it's really awesome. It'll definitely hold us down to Halo 3.
Yeah.
I haven't played a lot of the multiplayer. I'm still
doing the single player. Fun, man. I mean,
it is fun.
The maps are designed in a way where kind of like Rainbow Six 3, where you had the same maps, but everybody started to know them by heart, and that made the multiplayer aspect of the game even better because there was no way to cheat around it. You know, it was like, all right, everybody's going to meet an old town, I mean, City Street Lodge, sorry about that, and everybody's going to go to the crate room, you know, so, I mean, strategy-wise, it pitted two teams who knew where to go together, and, you know, it took skill to make, you know, the better team win.
Mm-hmm.
But my one worry about this is, do you think this is the best the 360 can handle? You know, do you think this is like the limit as far as games are concerned, you know, look-wise?
I would say no for the just going off the history of the Xbox, because you got to think this is the first developer to really start digging into it, and there's still more horsepower under the hood that they haven't tapped into yet. I mean, I guess I would take like Splinter Cell Chaos Theory. Look at that at the end of the Xbox Live. Yeah, I mean, that could be on the 360 right now, and nobody would say, oh, that game looks like crap. But, you know, and that's an Xbox game. So, I think you're going to see more come from it in in the years to come.
Another thing we forgot to mention, Fumo, is that online, it graphically, it looks just as beautiful as it does with single player.
Yes, you know, like definitely.
You look at Ghost Recon, you look at Halo 2, you know, their multiplayer maps and the characters, it doesn't look as good as a single player. And Gears of War, I mean, everything looks just as good. I mean, exactly the same as it does in single player.
Hmm.
So, I mean, that's a testament to, like, you know, good programming and a good, you know,
totally.
Team of developers, you know, taking care of the multiplayer aspect of the game also.
Very cool. Well, guys, send in your comments, etc., to podtacular@gmail.com. We depend on your submissions to keep the show going. And this next week, we want to hear about what you think about the new Halo 3 info. We're expecting to get tons of email about this, so get yours in early so we don't have to skip yours.
And if anybody gets that EGM magazine with the new Halo 3 info, please, I mean...
Which it might be coming out by the time this show comes out, or between this show and next show.
I think I said on 1UP's, 1UP.com that it's going to hit newsstands November 14th.
Cool.
So I'm going to be at GameStop when they open.
Yeah, that might be one of the first time in a while that I buy a magazine just for that.
Definitely.
You can also call our listener voicemail at 206-888-HALO and leave a Halo-related message. We play these back regularly and the customs and call-in show, on the custom and call-in show.
Be sure to check us out at podtacular.com, and while you're there, check out the forums. We also have tournaments and other events going on every week that you can participate in, and there's lots of buzz about Halo 3 and other stuff. Check it out.
All right, and thanks to all the people that contribute to Podtacular, whether it's working on the community or website, contributing to our PayPal to help out with the hosting bill, or subscribing to the show and reviewing us in iTunes. We couldn't do it without you guys.
Definitely. And also, Killazilla just wanted to say happy birthday, Halo 2. Halo 2 turned 2 years old on November 9th, 2006.
Wow, that's amazing.
Which is today.
Just to think that, you know, in the age of where, you know, in my opinion, there aren't many games that have the lasting power nowadays. I mean, story-wise and multiplayer-wise. I mean, Halo 2 for 2 years is still the top played game on Xbox Live.
I mean, most games don't even last a couple months. I mean, come on.
Yeah. I mean, you look at, you know, Splinter Cell, Double Agent. Great game. But I don't see anybody playing it online anymore. I mean, Ghost Recon. I mean, you know, it's like, all right, I'll buy this game, I'll play it, and then all of a sudden, let me go see what's going on in Halo 2. And then, forget it.
Everybody comes back to Halo 2, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like I told Vicious earlier, you know, I'm not going to get another next-gen system because with all the good games coming out, I mean, we still got BioShock.
Oh, man, I can't wait for BioShock, dude.
Oh, BioShock.
You know, I used to say that Oblivion was the game that's going to make me buy a 360, but BioShock, dude, if that came out before Oblivion, I would definitely have bought a 360, hands down.
Yeah, that game.
No doubt
so
about it.
Man.
Totally.
That game looks amazing.
Too. Yeah, Assassin's
Creed. Don't forget Mass Effect.
Yeah,
Mass Effect, but like, I played Jade Empire, and it was good, but, you know, then again, I expect that caliber of game for Mass Effect. I know that there's, like, the changes in, for instance, the, you know, the communication where you have the facial expressions, all the different, like, the buttons based on the different moves and things like that, and just the general graphics all around and things like that, and the story, and it looks great, definitely. It looks really great, but, dude, BioShock, man, that game... That is like a completely new concept that nobody's ever even approached anything like that before. The whole thing around it, and that kind of game, man, that gets me really excited, definitely. But
and those are the games that we need right now. You know, we need something that goes against the grain.
Yeah. Yeah, because there's so many that are like trying to follow formulas and trying to, you know, kick off the back of somebody else that's doing well already, you know. Oh, this has done well. Gamers will be used to this. I mean, stop doing that already. Freaking A, man. Do it something unique.
They're all trying
do something
to copy
different.
Halo.
Exactly. You know, everybody's doing a cover system and everything else. Not that Halo's doing that, but you know what I'm saying. Ghost Recon, Rainbow Six Vegas, and Gears of War now. And and others. So, you know, not that that's, you know, a big deciding factor. I'm just saying that's an example of how, you know, people are copying each other to try to do something games are used to and that they're willing to, you know, to continue on with. So BioShock is a good example of, like, somebody that's willing to do something completely different. And not only story-wise, but, you know, as far as, like, everything about the game is totally different. The conundrums as far as the issues with trying to do the right thing, and
whether you want to kill the little girl or let her live.
Right, and also the entire graphic concept around the whole thing is completely new, as far as this underground 20s thing going on with this whole messed up thing with
underwater.
With all this biological stuff and everything, and dude,
it's
so
a city that was built on the water.
It's so
crack, you know.
It's like at the same time, it's like retro sci-fi and like bizarro scary at the same, you know, at the same time. It's it's like I don't know. Anyway, I'm really excited about that game, obviously, and the storyline is just something completely unique. You know, you never heard of so. Well, real quick, shout out to the people at the Podtacular Bible Study, which recently kicked off, and more info at the Podtacular forums. Yeah, we actually do a Bible study. It's not like a joke thing.
Exactly. And,
that's awesome.
Once again, don't forget to check out our boy, which is 696 at UncleGamer.com.
Yeah.
And his co-host, Liquinub, at CTag.com. Who are up for an award at GamertagRadio.com. So make sure you guys go over there and vote for them.
Yeah.
You know, Liquid Life and Angel Bank do a lot of hard work over there.
Yes, they do. Definitely.
And she actually made a funny drawing of me and Fumo. And, you know, I got a trophy put up somewhere that trophies don't belong. So, we'll just keep it at that.
Well, thanks to Cyclonic for adding the audio, and until next time, guys, I'm Fumo Jive.
I'm JBB.
And I'm Mortal 3. And this is Vicious 696.
See you guys next time on the Halo 3 show, and keep on fragging trucks.
There's only one thing left to say.